Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kia. May I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
On. Let me get to the room. What company am I calling?
This is a third-party customer service line. We service several different companies. So we'll have to pull up your account, and I can tell you that company you could be looking for.
Well, it's a C-O-N-G-R-U-N-E, and I don't know what that is.
Can I get your zip code, ma'am?
92584. Mm-hmm.
Your first and last name?
Rebecca. The last name is Burgess with a B. B-U-R-G-E-S-S.
Okay, ma'am. I have that name in our system. For security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
29227 Twin Arrow Circle, Menifee, 92584.
Yes, ma'am. So it's showing here that on April the 30th, you started our 14-day trial on our Focus Fitness Watch. You had two of those fitness watches.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't remember making the purchase for the fitness watches back on April the 30th? The shipping charges of $5.97 and
$18.94? No.
Okay, ma'am. It's showing those watches were delivered to that address that was verified on the 4th of May. So you don't remember receiving any of these fitness watches that help monitor your heart rate, your blood pressure, your footsteps?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Now we can get your account canceled out and get you transferred over to the fraud department if you would like. But I would like to let you know that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute whoever decided to make this purchase without your knowledge. So just to be sure, you or anyone else in your household doesn't remember making the purchase for Smart Health Fitness Watches back on April the 30th.
I'm a widow, ma'am. I'm 83 years old. There's nobody here but me.
Okay, ma'am. Hold the line. I get you canceled out and transferred over. Hold the line for me, ma'am. I'll get you canceled out, then we'll get you transferred over. Okay, ma'am, you are being transferred now. I want to thank you for calling customer support. Hold on one moment.